USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. One person is confirmed dead and a five-year-old missing after severe weather forced people to flee their homes in coastal California. As a parade of cyclones slams the state, officials say one person was killed Monday when a vehicle was overtaken by water in Avila Beach. Nearby, an adult was rescued from floodwaters, but a child swept away. Meanwhile, California Governor Gavin Newsom calling on the National Guard for help.
We have 30 high-water vehicles that are on standby to assist with the possible evacuation throughout Northern California. And these cities range from Eureka all the way to Wilton in Sacramento County.
National Guard personnel prepared to help with everything from search and rescue to managing the flow of traffic in and around flooded areas. The White House says it has not received any official requests yet from the Brazilian government about the status of former President Jair Bolsonaro after his supporters stormed Brazil's government buildings. State Department spokesperson Ned Price would only speak generally while addressing reporters about the situation.
If an A visa holder is no longer engaged in official business on behalf of their government, it is incumbent on that visa holder to depart the U.S. or to request a change to another immigration status within 30 days.
For his part, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters American officials are not in direct contact with Bolsonaro, who's believed to be in Orlando. Protesters stormed the buildings in Brazil Sunday in opposition to Bolsonaro's election defeat. The U.S. Justice Department reviewing classified documents found at a Biden think tank from when current President Biden was vice president. The National Archives has referred the matter to the Justice Department for investigation now. Former President Trump got into hot water after several classified White House documents were allegedly recently found at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh.
Classes at the University of Idaho set to resume this week.
Students will return to campus Wednesday after a winter break that saw the arrest of the man suspected in the murders of four of their classmates. The university will still give the option of remote learning as the campus tries to regain a sense of safety after Moscow's first murders since 2015. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
There are thousands of nurses on strike in New York. It isn't all troubling news, though.
A strike in New York City by nurses at two major city hospitals was avoided Sunday when their union reached a tentative new contract. The New York State Nurses Association settled its contract disputes with Mount Sinai West, Mount Sinai Morningside, agreeing to wage increases of more than 19% over 3 years. Despite that progress, unionized nurses have failed to reach a contract deal at Mount Sinai Hospital and at Montefiore Medical Center in the Bronx. I'm Lance Pry.
Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin is back home. Doctors caring for Hamlin at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center said Hamlin returned to his home city and is starting the next phase of his recovery at Buffalo General Medical Center.
He is doing well, and this is the beginning of the next stage.
University of Cincinnati Medical Center physician Dr. William Knight. Hamlin collapsed on the field during the Bills game against the Cincinnati Bengals last week after suffering cardiac arrest. Physicians said it's still too early to know if Hamlin will be able to play football again. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.